if you're interested in life, you can make pictures that are highly symbolic and fairly obvious and easily accessible, or you can try to describe something that is complicated, intricate. And I think Gary was successful in doing that by being alert to all of it out there.
Winogrand left New York in 1971, first moving to Chicago, then to Austin, and finally to L.A. He continued to photograph until his death in 1984, shortly after being diagnosed with cancer. To many of his friends and critics, his work was not the same after he left New York.
Like the Greek myth, Antaeus, who lost his strength when he was lifted up from the earth, his strength came from the earth. I think Gary's total brilliance as an artist came from the bedrock of this island that we're on, Manhattan.
You know, New York City is urban. Chicago can be urban.
You know, Los Angeles doesn't happen that way.
Talk about not existing. You know, like when I'm in New York, I'm anonymous. I could go to that goddamn street, the same street corner, every day for 10 years, and I'd never see this. I wouldn't see the same people twice most of the time. You know, really.
WNYC's Richard Yeh produced our story, and it was mixed by Wayne Schulmeister. Our New York Icon series is made possible by a grant from the Booth Ferris Foundation. To hear more of these stories, head over to studio360.org. Thanks for listening, and you can subscribe to Studio 360 wherever you get podcasts.